Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Welcome to an all-new edition of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. I am Jeremy.
And my name is Pam, and we have a special third guest with us today. Introduce yourself.
It's me. Hi, it's Rob.
Hey!
Oh, hi. Rob, tell everyone why you are here today.
We are here today because recently a listener suggested an idea for Pam and Jeremy to go toe-to-toe with a lyric challenge. Oh. And when that happened, you retweeted it or reposted it on Instagram and tagged me in it.
Yes.
And immediately, I think I was home from work at the time, immediately I had like five categories ready to go. And I started like doing a Google spreadsheet of like what my script could possibly be.
Of course you did.
This is why, Pam, you don't need to retweet everything.
Well, but this will be fun. I don't know. So Jeremy and I are like a little scared. Like, this could be really fun. We could look terrible.
Can I tell you why you're scared?
Because it's the unknown.
Not even that. Because I have been, and not even to Jeremy, just to Pam, I have been trying to get into Pam's head for the 2 weeks of playing this game. My goal was for Pam to, every single time she would like laid her head on her pillow, that she felt like it was a final exam that she has not studied for.
Well, yeah, no, you're not too far off. I wouldn't say it's every night, but it's happened a few times. I've gotten a little nervous, but I'm ready for the challenge.
I've been nervous about this too, because I'll admit that sometimes lyrics are my Achilles heel, and I just sort of, I let the song remind me what the lyrics are. I don't just know them off the top of my head. So I may have texted Rob yesterday, hey, can you go easy on us? Because this is our credibility at stake, because if you spend 3+ years hosting a podcast about this woman and then you can't name any of her lyrics, it tends to take you down the credibility pole or whatever you want to call it. So I'm a little nervous here.
But Kelly doesn't know her own lyrics, so that's where I want to try to justify it a bit.
Okay, that's right. So there was a category that I got rid of, or I changed the name to, that was called "If She Can't Remember, Why Should I?"
Saying then is that if Kelly can't remember her own lyrics, can we also have the benefit of a teleprompter?
No, I think we have a challenge. We're also not getting paid for this. She's getting paid the big bucks, so she has to know the words. All right.
Fair enough.
Rob, take it away.
Yes. All right. This game is called Don't Let Me Stump You, Lyrics Smackdown, Smackdown, Smackdown.
Hey.
Okay. Let me get my script. Today's game will be played in 3 rounds, and while none of them are specifically finish the lyric or name that tune, each round and category is specific to Kelly's lyrics and songwriting.
Okay.
Round one is a Jeopardy-style round with 5 categories. In order to determine who will go first, our players will have to answer one question.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Price is Right rules. Your number must be, your answer must be closest to the real answer without going over.
Okay. All right. I've got my Pilot G2 Kelly Clarkson Show clicky top pen.
Wait.
Out here ready
so
to
do
go.
So do I.
Oh, hey. Well, hey.
And all right, Price is Right rules. Your number must be closest to the real answer without going over. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
The question is, how many times does Kelly say the word down in Down to You?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say... Oh, do we buzz in? Do we just have to give our answers, or do we have to?
You can both give your answer because. Oh, you know what? Yeah, write your answer down so that nobody steals.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay,
so I got myself a little post-it note here. Plus, it would have been a waste to get out my Kelly Clarkson Pilot G2 pen and not write anything down.
That's right.
I have absolutely no idea. We're just gonna guess. Okay, when should we hold up our numbers?
As you're both locked in.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Great. Great, go for it. Pam says 12. Jeremy says 32. The answer is 33.
Shut up!
Congratulations.
Did she really say it that much?
Because the question was, how many times did she say down, not down to you?
No, I know. I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah, because there's a whole like, can't bring me down. Can't bring me down. I mean, there's like a lot of downs in there.
All right. Well,
you sure are.
It's off to a great start.
Man, I thought for sure I was gonna. I saw her say 12, and I thought, oh God, I'm that guy that like bets $80,000 for the showcase at the end and is over by like 40,000.
All right. $1. Yes. Okay, let me share my screen and we can start.
I always love when Rob shares his screen because that always means that he has done the most.
These category names.
Okay. Oh, the category names. All right. So does anybody remember the Tyra Banks show where she would do those? She would do those interviews with like Beyonce, say my name, Beyonce, slay something or other. And everything rhymed with the artist name.
Okay.
That's very funny.
So I have that. In category names. Okay, so here are your categories. The same game you just played with Down to You, we have a whole category of it called Kelly Clark Sum, as in the sum of the words.
I don't like this category already.
Kelly Clark Sum, how many times do you hear one word in a particular song? Kelly Clark's Wrong. There is one word or phrase wrong in each of the lyrics that I'm reading. You must find the wrong word and correct it.
Okay.
They wrote a Kelly Clark song.
Okay.
How many times am I going to laugh at my own joke? these are notable songwriters who are credited for writing a Kelly song or whose names are on the liner notes. Notable songwriters.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Kelly Change Song. It's spelled wrong on the screen, but Change Song.
Okay.
These are words or phrases that Kelly has changed in the live version of the song.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
And the last one is Kel Me Clarkson. And these are moments where Kelly refers to herself or does a callback to something that she's done in one of her own songs.
Ooh. All right. These are good, Rob.
I like
this. Thank you.
Okay.
And see, none of them are like, what's the right word? Except for Kelly Clark's Wrong. Okay.
Jeremy,
the board is yours.
Okay. We should probably also discuss how we buzz in, Rob.
Oh, you don't have to buzz in for this. This is just Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
The buzzing in will happen during round two. During round two.
Okay.
So save it.
I don't know why. I clicked my computer like I was going to bring it up. I'm going to take Kelly Clark's Wrong for 100.
Kelly Clark's Wrong for 100. Okay, remember, I'm giving you a whole lyric. You're going to find the word or phrase that's incorrect. This is from Beautiful Disaster. He's as damned as he seems, and more heaven than a heart could hold. And if I try to save him, my whole world could cave in. Hold on tight. Hold on tight.
I think you've got too many hold on tights. It should be... Oh, you know, I didn't. That's not my final answer.
Okay, no, you're on the right track. I can tell you that. Hold on tight is the wrong part.
Yeah.
My whole world could cave in. In the first verse.
Because it should be, it just ain't right.
It just ain't right is correct.
Oh.
It just ain't right is correct.
So I was like, because she does do hold on tight later in the song, but I'm like, that's not the first iteration of that. Okay. Oh, man. God, I don't know if I like that category all of a sudden. I saw that one come up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that one's like totally my category. Now I'm not so sure. Let's go with Kelly Clark's Wrong for 200.
Okay. This is from Where's Your Heart?
Great.
And I've always dreamed that life would be effortless, like a petal falling to the ground, a dreamer following his dream.
God, I haven't listened to this song in so long.
The second verse. And I've always dreamed that life would be effortless.
I got nothing on this one. I haven't listened to this song in so long.
Can I steal?
Pam can steal. Wait, Jeremy, you have no answer? You want to try before you give up?
It's something with the first line, and I don't know what the correct answer is. Wow.
Wrong.
Wow, okay.
Can I guess?
Ahead, okay. Yes.
That love would be effortless.
That's right.
Yay.
Okay. How many times is Pam gonna hate?
I mean, honestly.
That should be part of Kelly Clarkson. Okay, I'll do the same category for 300.
300 for Kelly Clarkson wrong.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Hole. From the bridge. Help me, help me. Something's wrong. I can feel it. It's all gone. I'm so sick of this. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Ooh. It's all wrong. I'm so sick of this.
All
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah.
How many is that? 300? Woo. Pam is taking it in the lead.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
Let's do 400. Apparently, I'm good at this.
400, Kelly Clark's wrong.
Sandy.
This is from Gone. This is from Gone. I added this one yesterday since you all asked me to amend some of the answers.
Okay.
So I took away a few I dare yous.
Can I tell you the answer? I know it.
Wait, I didn't read it yet. Okay. There are listeners.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Always ending, always over, back and forth, up and down like a roller coaster. I am changing that habit today.
Roller coaster. It is I am breaking that habit today.
I am breaking the habit today. Okay, we're getting to the point now where Rob can't add. That's 900 she's at. All right.
And let's finish the category. Oh, no. Let's finish the category. Yeah.
All right. She's feeling brave. This is from I Dare You.
Oh, you're mean.
He just said he didn't have it.
I didn't have as many.
No, because I guessed one yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Is that still in here?
Nope.
Oh, damn it.
We're all full of hope, trying to stay afloat, trying to love one another. People let you drown because they don't know how to stay above water.
I'm pretty sure the first two lines are fine. I have Jeremy's like sick.
Here's what's funny. I forgot. So,
I actually think I know this because, again, Rob warned us that there might be an I Dare You question. So I listened to the song like five times yesterday.
I didn't listen.
That's how one studies for this, Pamela.
Oops. Is it People Let You Down? I don't know.
Jeremy?
Is she wrong?
She's wrong. I'm 99% sure she's wrong.
Okay. I'm going to steal, and I'm going to say it's Trying to Save One Another.
Oh, that's right.
Trying to Save One Another is correct.
Good job.
Oh,
Jeremy
man.
Has 600 points, and Pam has 900 points. Jeremy, the board is yours.
Let's go with Kelly Clark's sum for 100.
Okay, remember, I'm going to give you a word and the name of the song, and you have to tell me how many times Price is Right rules you think she says it.
So this is for both of us, right?
That's for both of you.
Okay.
How many times does she say run, 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 and run, run, run?
But wait. Is it specifically asking the three words together or individually run?
The three words are always together.
Okay.
In the case of run, run, run.
Yeah, but when they sing it in the chorus, they say it like five times, don't they?
Oh, then you know what? Yeah. How many times is the word? Because I did a word search. I could find the word and replace. How many times does the word run appear in run, run, run?
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to keep my number that I used at the beginning of the game. I'm going to say 32.
32. Okay. Pam?
28. I don't know.
The answer is 72.
What?
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
The word run appears in 72 times. Jeremy gets that point.
Okay.
All wow. Right. I'm really bad at this round.
Okay, Jeremy, you still have control of the board.
Okay, let's do Kelly Clark's sum for 200.
Okay. How many times does she say already gone, the phrase in already gone?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say 24.
Pam?
I'm going to say 26.
Dang it. The answer is 18.
Oh, neither of us got that.
Neither of you get that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fewer than I thought.
That was the breaks. Fewer than you think, right?
Yeah.
Some of these are surprising. Like 72.
Oh, seriously. Let's go Clark sum for 300.
Okay. How many times does she say, I won't give up and I won't give up?
Oh, boy. She says it a lot.
Not as many as you think, because the second part is I give it up.
Oh, yeah.
So I won't give up. It's just the first part.
I'm going to say 16 times.
16 times, Pam.
I'm going to say 10.
The answer is 21.
Woo.
Congratulations, Jeremy. Woo. 21 times. I won't give up. Oh, boy. 7 plus 3. Boom, boom, boom. 2, 3. Ha-ha.
All right.
Jerry's got 1,000 points. Pam has 900 points.
Let's go 400.
400. Kelly Clark, sum. How many times did she say, hear me and hear me? It's like, how quickly can I sing the whole song to myself?
I mean, honestly, that's literally what I'm trying to do. I'm going to go with 30.
30. Pam.
18.
The answer is 25.
So I get that, don't
Pam
I?
Pam gets that point.
Yep.
Congrats.
Thank you.
25.
And control of the board.
And we are board. Not doing this category.
2, 3, 4. And that, oh, boy, what did I do? Hold on, math. That's correct, right? Pam
yes.
has 1,300?
Yep.
All right.
Okay, let's Pam. Do, they wrote a Kelly Clark song for 100.
These are notable songwriters from the past 21 years.
Okay.
Here we go. This 2010s punk pop band originally recorded Run, Run, Run for their 2014 album Kings of Suburbia.
I always get these two bands confused because they're almost the same name. Is it Tokyo Hotel?
Tokyo Hotel is correct, although they didn't write it. But
I almost said
fudging.
Tokyo Police Club because I always get the two of them confused, but they're not the same.
Pam has 1,400 points.
Okay, let's do 200.
They wrote a Kelly Clark song.
Yes.
Name the two artists listed as writers on Chemistry that Kelly was surprised to discover once she received their liner notes.
This is like a very much like a Miss Independent situation just 20 That's years right. later. The answer is Nick Jonas and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Nick Jonas and Carly Rae Jepsen is correct. Are correct.
Yay!
Yay.
Hold on. Yay.
I hate when I know the answers and I can't say anything.
Okay. Let's go 300. Kelly Clark song.
300. Before writing the musical Shucked, Shane McAnally wrote several songs for Kelly. Name one.
Wrapped in Red.
Wrapped in Red is correct. Can you name more?
Tie It Up. Good Goes Tie By. Yeah.
Good Goes By.
I would have forgotten
Tied
Second
up.
Wind.
Wrapped in Red, Second Wind. I mean, Second Wind wasn't necessary for Kelly.
It was for Maren.
But he did write it.
That's yeah, right. I would have forgotten Second Wind, too. Because even though that's a Kelly song, I still think of it as a Maren song.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I've ever heard that version. Pamela?
Let's do 400. Kelly Clark song.
They wrote a Kelly Clark song for 400. What are the two songs written by Sia for the Piece by Piece album?
Invincible. I'm thinking through the track listing right now. Hold on. What else is on that album? It's not Take You High. Crap. What is it?
You don't get partial credit.
I don't?
Mm-mm.
Crap. Is it like War Paint or something?
It is not War Paint. Oh. Jeremy?
Invincible. I know is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Invincible and now, God, I made fun of Pam for saying, what are the other songs on the album? And now I'm sitting here going, what are the other songs on the album?
It's like deep in there. It's like track 8 or something.
Let Your Tears Fall?
Let Your Tears Fall is correct.
Wow. Is that, that's track 8, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Wow. Am I a savant?
You might be.
You
or
might
am
be.
I?
Can't do physics, but I can do all this.
That was 400.
Or math. 400. Uh-oh. Talk amongst yourself. Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Jeremy has 1,400 points.
Hooray!
And Pam has 1,900 points. Okay. Jeremy has control.
Let's finish out. They wrote a Kelly Clark song.
Thank you for saying the whole category name. This song was written by one of Kelly's opening acts for the Stronger tour. For the Stronger album.
Eric Hutchinson.
Boo!
What's the song?
Oh, the song. Crap.
Oh, yay!
You're right.
Shoot. I got nothing. I forget the song.
No way.
Yeah. I just knew the artist.
He's right. Pam?
Why Don't You Try?
Why Don't You Try?
Yes.
Why Don't you try. Yes.
Great song that we all forget about.
Oh, I always, always do.
I actually heard that on the Kelly Clarkson Connection the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised to hear it.
Is that correct? Nice, yeah. 2400?
Yeah.
Oh, we're 1,000 points away from each other. It could still be anybody's game. Pam.
Okay, let's do...
Finish out Kelly Clarkson, you coward.
No, I don't like that category.
That's right.
No. Kelly Change Song for 100.
Okay. Kelly Change Song. This is a category where we have to recall the things that she's changed words to live over the past few years. Oh, wait, except for this song, this word. except- in Breakaway, which comes first, Take a Risk or Make a Wish?
Take a Risk. I guess I'm wrong. Okay.
I don't know if you're right. I don't know if you're right or wrong. Jeremy, guess just in case. Oh, wait, you can't guess.
Well,
she said Take a Risk.
Oh, I was wrong. Okay, I was wrong.
I was going to say Make a Wish.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, sorry. Make a Wish. Okay. Comes first.
Okay, so Jeremy, no points for Jeremy, but he
no points for anybody.
But it's his turn, or is it my turn still?
No, it's still your turn.
Oh,
could not be all right.
Okay,
my brain disappeared.
Let me try Kel Me Clarkson.
Kel Me Clarkson. These are Kelly's references to herself. Kelly references the song piece by piece in two songs on Chemistry.
You didn't finish the sentence.
Where then? I sure didn't. I had to redo this board because the first one didn't work. Kelly references the song piece by piece in two songs on Chemistry. What are they?
Rock Hudson. Wait, she has another one?
The second one is a little bit of a stretch, but it's what fans online assume references piece by piece. Just from the word pieces.
Oh, Me.
Me and Rock Hudson is correct.
Whew. That was hard.
I feel like Pam's hand got kind of held through the answer.
It did get held through
the answer. Yeah, but you got track 8.
Because I knew that off the top of my head.
Lucky guess. It may not be track 8. It may not. It may
whatever.
Be.
You know what? I'm checking.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick 200 in the meantime.
Kelly Me Clarkson.
Yes.
Kelly mentioned singing this song as a Kellyoke in the song Did You Know?
Why did you put you as, like, since you've been gone?
Because I thought it was. Is it not?
No.
Oh, oops. Did Y-O-U-K-N-O-W.
Kelly mentions singing this song as a Kellyoke. Wait, what?
It's a very clear question, Pam.
Is it?
I think so.
I was going to say something about the Toadies, but that's not it.
That's not it.
Kelly mentions singing the song. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to pass. I can't think of it.
Okay, Jeremy, go ahead.
First of all, track 8 on Piece by Piece is Let Your Tears Fall.
Okay, good job.
Oh, wow. I'm great.
Second of all, Pam, you were really close. You were in the right lyric because right after she mentions Toadies, she mentions singing the song Heaven.
Remember Heaven by Bryan Adams. Just to make you smile and sing along.
I never thought it was an actual song. I thought it was just like a metaphor. Like, oh, heaven. Like, her voice is like, I didn't think it was an actual song that they.
If you listen to the, if you have like an MP3 of it on your phone or whatever, it starts off with like, this one's for Brandon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of unlistenable now, but that's not really there.
Okay.
Because of course he likes Bryan Adams. Ugh.
I like the DJ Sammy 2000s remix better.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Okay.
Who am I kidding? I like Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take Kelly Clark Sum for 500.
He's brave.
That's right.
Okay. How many times? This is the only unreleased question in the entire game. I promise you. But it was me searching for like how many times does she say a certain word? How many times does she say don't in don't?
Ooh. Oh man. I'm going to say 23 times.
23 times. Pam.
47, I don't know.
47.
35 times.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
Jeremy gets to climb up the board.
Huzzah.
2100 to 2500. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Kelly Change Song for 200.
Kelly Change song. In a moment like this, some people search forever for that what?
The original is One Special Kiss. She changes That's it right. to One Special Wish.
Right. We were looking for the original. You got it. Yeah. One Special Kiss.
Oh, see, I was going to say wish as well because I thought it was like the lyric. Like, what's the different lyric that she does?
She changes it a lot. All right. 20, what is it? 23.
Yeah, 23.
2300 to whatever Pam has.
I think 24.
Okay. I'm going to do, let's stick with Change Song for 300.
Kelly Change Song. All right. Give one of the classic ad-libs from the line, and since you've been gone, how come I never hear you say blank, I just want to be with you?
Lover.
Oh, that's so easy.
There were two possible answers. Kelly, I just want to be with you, or Lover, I just want to be with you. There may be more possible answers, but
who says Kelly, I want to just be with you?
I was going to say, I don't remember her saying Kelly. I need to hear a recording of that because that would make me laugh.
She has said it.
Really?
Yeah, but it was more of like a breakaway tour.
Early on
thing.
Got it.
Yeah. And hey, okay. I would just like to note, I just went into the lead. 2,600 to 2,500. Let's do Change Song 400.
Kelly Change Song. In live performances of Behind These Hazel Eyes, Kelly changes You Won't Get to what?
You'll Never Get To.
You'll Never Get To.
These are so easy.
Rocking it.
I know, it sucks when you know the answer, you can't say anything, right?
Yes!
Jeremy's in the lead even further with 3,000 points to Pam's 2,500.
All right, let's close out the category.
Kelly Change Song. Name one of the four movie references from the lyrics on the Chemistry album.
Four movie?
I don't know why this isn't Change Song. I think I made a mistake, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's Complicated.
It's Complicated. Goonies, Dirty Dancing, The Notebook, and It's Complicated. Jeremy has 500 points.
Boo, boo, boo.
3,500 to 2,500. Wow, he has taken a significant lead.
I'm pulling a Nicole here. Oh, Pam, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, 300, Kelmi Clarkson.
Kelmi Clarkson.
Kelmi Clarkson.
You Don't Make Me Cry references this fan favorite song from My December. Name the song and the lyric.
The song is Sober. And dang it. I'm trying to remember the exact. It's something about Pick the Weeds.
I did something about Pick the Weeds, but you got to give me the lyric.
Exact lyric?
Uh-huh.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
Okay. Pam.
Okay, I'm going to try to get it as right as I can. Is it picking you from my garden? Weeds aren't allowed in. Guess you missed that song?
That's exactly what it is.
Yes! Sorry. Guess you
300 points
that
for Pam.
Song. Yay!
3,500. To 2,800. Jeremy's still in the lead.
I guess we'll
with
go.
With two more questions on the board.
Kelmi Clarkson. Kelmi Clarkson, 400.
Kelmi Clarkson, 400. Why am I speaking in a southern accent? Kelmi Clarkson.
Kelmi Clarkson.
I mean, it sounds like how Reba says her name.
Kelmi Clarkson.
Kelmi Clarkson.
All right, y'all. Kelly references. Sorry. Kelly references waves crashing in relation to her divorce on Lighthouse and one other song from Chemistry. What is it? This is a hard question. I'm sorry.
Is it?
I believe so.
Okay, because the answer I have might be too on the nose. Might not be right, though.
What? Oh, you can't say because that'll be your answer.
I'm just going to say that's right, but I don't think it's correct.
Wrong. Jeremy. Waves crashing.
All I can hear is Lighthouse.
Yeah, that's all I can hear is Lighthouse.
The answer is, are you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Because I just want to blow.
Yeah, that wasn't an answer.
Well, I mean, I'll have an answer. I just want to blindly guess a song, and I'm going down the lyrics of like every song I can possibly think of, and none of them are from Chemistry.
Oh no.
I'm just gonna say Me.
It's not Me. It's Skip This Part.
Dang it.
Oh, you're right.
All these waves crashing it. Nobody gets a point for that.
Yeah. Oh, I've Yeah. All right. We'll do the last one. Kelly Clark me for Clark me.
Kelly Clark me.
Why did I say that? Kelly Clarkson.
Boy, oh boy. I'm going to use that one a lot, Pam.
Yeah. That, oh. We have a new sign for Sabrina to hold up.
Ooh, Kelly.
Kelly Clark me.
Okay.
Clark me softly and tenderly. Anyway. Sorry, I'm supposed to read this. Fans speculate this line from Magic is a callback to this favorite song from 2006.
Maybe.
What's the line?
You were worth the road to maybe.
You were worth the road to maybe.
Yay!
500 points.
Ooh,
one,
it is close.
Two, three, four. What?
It's close. One more. Yeah.
3,300. To 3,500.
And you know what? I also appreciate that last question because that's a little tricky because you said 2006, but maybe first debuted on the Addicted Tour in 2006. So that was tricky.
Yep.
He's a tricky guy. I'm
yes,
not
he
tell
is.
You.
It's tricky.
At the end of round one, I can safely say that Pam's score is a beautiful disaster. As is the case with games like this, as Pam's score goes low, Jeremy's goes high.
Ah, I see what you did there.
If Pam can make it out of this hole, it would be some kind of miracle. But we've seen a moment like this before, so don't waste your time thinking Pam's chances are already gone.
Hey.
I will say it's still anybody's game, so as we head into round two, don't you pretend you've already gone and won this whole thing, Jeremy.
This is why nobody else but Rob could do these games, because he cares. He cares.
I have three more of them.
He cares about all the aspects of the game.
I have one for every round.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Thank you. All right, let's go. Let's jump right into round two.
Do it.
Thanks. Round two is called Thesaurus Kelly-Oke. Now, I have painstakingly run Kelly's lyrics through a thesaurus, and we'll be reading the lyrics back to you. As I'm reading, take your time to think. Once you think you have it, buzz in using your unique Kelly sound.
Wait, we have to tell everyone. Or should we just not tell?
We will tell them.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to not tell? That'd
we
be
just
funny.
Not tell them. That'd be funnier.
So yeah. prior to this game, Jeremy and Pam were each given their top secret Kelly sound to use during this round of the game. For example, let me give you an example, okay? So that everybody knows what we're doing. For example, if I read to you, every smooch is an entrance. Allow me to tap at yours and tap again once more. You would guess Love So Soft.
Yes.
And correct the lyric with every kiss
every
is a
door. Every kiss is a door.
Let me knock on
knock
yours.
On yours and I knock a little more.
That's right.
Okay.
Naming the song, only naming the song gets you 100 points.
Okay.
Fully reciting the lyrics gets you an additional 500. If you incorrectly say the lyrics, your opponent gets a chance to steal.
Okay.
Not even just like one word?
Yeah, it has to be really bad, but the gist is good. Okay. First person to buzz in with their unique Kelly sound gets to play. I'm going to share. Ooh, hold on. I'm not ready to share my screen. It's a different.
Oh, thank God we got a visual here.
I mean, really, I'm ready to write them down.
Me too.
No, there's a logo. There's a graphic that I made.
Oh,
for this.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's got a thesaurus in it.
Thesaurus Kelly-Oke. Wow.
Thank you. Thesaurus Kelly-Oke. Okay. Are you ready?
What the hell is that
player?
Word?
Let me read it to you. Pam keeps forgetting that this is an audio medium.
I mean, really?
Sorry.
It's her show. All right. The lyrics. Cerulean, I am approaching you. Like a cloud that can't be displaced. We're chilling together regularly. Today you're obstructing my path.
What the hell?
The only hint I can give is it's from the Thankful album. Players buzz in when you think you know. Cerulean, I am approaching you. Like a cloud that can't be displaced. We're chilling together regularly. Today you're obstructing my path.
Bram, bram, bram.
Jeremy, what's the answer?
That is What's Up Lonely.
And that is What's Up Lonely. Oh, I forgot to do it. Wait, here. Don't read it. Now tell me the lyrics.
Oh, I have to do the lyrics too?
Yeah. For an additional 500 points. You already have 100.
Blue, I'm getting kind of close to you.
Hey.
like a shadow, I can't lose. Hey. Is that it?
No.
Is that all of it?
Two more lines.
Oh, my God.
We're chilling together.
Oh, you've been hanging with me every day. Now you're getting in my way.
Okay, I didn't.
Beautifully done.
What's that first word?
Cerulean.
I've never heard of that before. I was.
It's another word for blue. That was what gave it. That was what gave it away for me.
Yeah, I was like, is that like
the
a
Devil Wears Prada?
No, I'm like, is that like a mythological creature or something?
Rob's over here quoting Percy Jackson books.
Have you ever seen The Devil Wears Prada where she says that sweater you're wearing is not blue, it's not lapis, it's cerulean?
I saw it once.
Well, it's a classic film and a classic monologue. And cerulean, for any other gay person and Jeremy, is a clear giveaway.
Oh, my bad.
Let's move on.
Yes.
I am athletic. All right, this is a new one. I am athletic.
Hey! Oh, sorry.
All right, let me read the whole thing.
Sorry,
but
I got excited.
I am athletic, however I crack. I am persistent and cause many blunders.
This is so funny.
I think okay. Pam should have to buzz in again.
Hey. Okay. It is from Maybe. It is, I'm strong, but I break. I'm stubborn, but I make plenty of mistakes.
Excellent.
So those are our two sound effects.
Those are either two unique top secret Kelly sounds. Just to recap, Jeremy's is brum, 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 and Pam's is, hey. Okay. All right. While I flounder toward the evening, we graze, although you are unattainable. Humans here are bustling like insects on a lamp. It's as if I constantly view them and I'm invisible.
Hey. Hey.
Okay, Pam.
Okay, I know what song it is. The lyrics are going to be a little iffy.
What's the song?
The song is Hello.
The song is Hello. Pam has 4,000 points.
Is it Wander Into the Night? Shoot, what's the second line? Something about you're out of reach. I see buzzing like bugs on a light. It's always like I always see them, but they can't see me. Did I kind of get it?
You almost got it.
But I just gave Jeremy all the war. Oh, come on.
I feel like that. I mean, I'm not the ultimate judge.
The
yeah, I'm fine with her getting it. She got like 99% of
it. You got 99%. Well, as I stumble into the night, we're touching, but I feel like you were still out of reach. The people here are buzzing like a bug on a light. I'm feeling like I always see them, but they can't see me.
The insects on a lamp gave it away.
Yeah. Right. I'm not trying to be a monster. Okay. I am not your adolescent. You are befuddled, and I am unable to wait. Take your painful talk. They will not endure, and I will not follow them.
Hmm.
It's like on the tip of my tongue.
It's not tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm not your adolescent. You are befuddled, and I'm unable to wait. Take your painful talk. They will not endure, and I will not follow them.
Oh, my God.
This is from the Chemistry album.
Oh, hey. I ain't your little girl. You're confused, and I lost patience. Take your painful words. Painful words? I mean, I got
take your hurtful words.
I got three of the lines. Does that count?
You did. Hold on. I'm just doing math. Okay. 600. Pam has 5,100 points to Jeremy's 4,100 points. I ain't your little girl. You're confused and I've lost patience. Take your hurtful words. They won't stick and I won't chase
that
them.
That last line I would have never gotten.
Okay. Do you recall recently? I was told I was insane. I ultimately understood us. My flame was so warm to ignite for two. Your H2O continues to extinguish us.
Oh, hey. Okay.
She's doing great.
Didn't I
is correct.
Oh, shit.
5,200 points.
Okay. Remember not long ago, you told me I was hysterical. I finally figured it out. My fire was too hot to burn for the both of us. Your water? What?
Mm-hmm. Your water.
Keeps something us out.
He's putting us out.
There we go.
Boy, oh boy. All right. Woof.
I am getting less inclined to give Pam the credit because she's, you're kind of Swiss cheesing it here.
Could you do better?
I had the whole last two lines.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Snoozy lose.
To burn on for the both of us, your water keeps putting us out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Recline. Appreciate the drop, darling. I refuse to harm you. I'll assume the totality. Should you confide in me, do not dither. What?
Lay back. It's from Yeah. Enjoy the fall, lover. I won't hurt
you. Oh my God.
I blame it all on. If you trust me, don't hesitate. Let me show you something. I got it.
You got it. You got the song. And you got some of the lyrics.
Can we just say, by the way, that Rob took the inspiration for this game from something that I do on my radio show every week, and I'm doing so poorly at this.
I am over my winter break. I had, not to say that I was like so bored that I had was looking for things to do, but I was so bored that I was looking for things to do, and I stumbled onto Jeremy's radio show because I was like, what's on right now? And I'm like, he's probably talking. Let me just put it on. And they were doing it, and I texted him immediately. I was like, we got to do this game. It's so much fun. So Pam has 6,100 points.
I'm sweating.
Jeremy's 2,000 points behind. We're going to have to change our score for the last round just to figure out how you can still win.
Competitive.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's the end of round. That's the end of the Soros Kalioki. At the end of the Soros Kalioki, Pam has 6,100 points. Jeremy has made very little traction and has 4,100 points.
I'm going to change my sound to wah, wah, wah.
The other potential sounds were from In the Blue, Thunder. And the other one was from
Thunder. From, was it Reba? Because of you, no, woo, 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 woo.
That would have been good. But it was from American Idol when she did, I think, Don't Play That Song. She goes, oh, yeah. It was a little bit niche.
It's very niche.
I like the ones we have.
I do, too. Well, that's the end of round two. And I have to ask, is the war over? Pam's lead at the end of this round is really giving her an invincible victory. Will Jeremy be able to bounce back? Is Jeremy feeling nostalgic for what life was like before this game even existed? Can Jeremy take the heat? I'm looking at his score right now and asking, have you ever been low? And the answer is a resounding yeah. With only one round left, the score could take you high enough to reach the top. Maybe saying to yourself, you can't win, but I won't give up, and neither should you.
Aww.
That's great.
That was nice.
Except we have to figure out math, how we can make this a score worthy of being able to potentially win.
Okay.
Well, as we approach round three, all I can say is, I'm ready now. Come get me. Round three. Round three is called, Why You Want to Reuse That Word?
Okay.
You will each be given a list of words. Your task is to think of a lyric that has that word in it. You are encouraged to dive deep into the corners of your brain and think deeply because you will get 500 points for each lyric that you can think of.
Oh, so there's multiple opportunities.
The twist is, if you each think of the same lyric, your points cancel each other out.
Okay.
And you don't get a point for having the same answer.
Okay.
Okay.
For example, if the word was don't, you could say, don't make me second guess from Yeah. And why don't you get it through your thick head from You Thought Wrong. But if you both say, I don't know what he's after from Beautiful Disaster, the penalty is no points.
Okay.
In the lead, Pam will be going first.
That would be, Jeremy, by the way, that would be just like us to not come up with the song Don't.
Yes.
Right?
We'd be like, gosh, what other songs is that in?
Okay, I need to write. So Pam, you'll be going first. Jeremy needs to remove his headphones. There's no time limit for this game.
Oh, so this is how this is working. Okay. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that would not work if you wanted to.
I wasn't sure. Okay. I'm ready.
You ready, Pam?
Yes.
Okay. There are 10 words.
So you said I'm not timed?
There's no time.
Okay.
Okay. Your first word is road.
Okay. I walk the high road where no one else is. Whatever. I walk the high road.
Okay.
Yep.
Cry.
Oh, I only do one answer?
Yep.
Oh, I thought I can list as many as
there's,
I want.
No, there's 10 words.
Oh, okay. So what was the word?
Cry.
This, I don't feel like thinking. Is this what it feels like to really cry?
Okay. Gone.
You know you did it. I'm gone.
Okay. Love.
I never lived before your love.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Lonely.
I don't want to do the obvious one.
Don't.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think what else that saw that word's in. Can we skip that and go to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're skipping lonely. We're going to strong.
I'm strong, but I break.
Okay. Number 7. Hi. H-I-G-H.
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah. When you go low, I go high.
Okay.
Right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Number 8 is away.
Fall away from it all.
Ooh.
I know that one. I was like, I can't do the obvious ones. That's from Be Still, Be Still, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is break.
Oh, damn. Didn't we already have break?
No, we had strong.
Oh, damn it. Okay. I can't think of anything else aside from breakaway. Break. Can I do the same lyric for two answers?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Then let's do I'm strong, but I break. Let's do it again.
Okay. And the last one is you.
You thought we didn't know from You Thought Wrong. If he chooses that, I don't know what I will say.
You thought we didn't know.
You thought we didn't know.
Okay, and you still have the word lonely.
Lonely. It's from Impossible. Shoot, what's that lyric? You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Walk this lonely road. What's the? Can you help me? Like, what's the lyric? You know what I'm.
No.
You can't help me.
I know what you're. No, it's your game.
Come on.
I know where you. This is a good answer, but I don't know if you can do it.
Walking down the. Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. You're so there.
I don't know. Oh my god. I can't. I don't know what to do. Okay. I think I have to go to different songs. I can't say the lyric. Fine. I'll do the obvious one. What's up, lonely? Okay. Seems you're my only. I can't all think right. of that word or that line.
Okay. All right. You've got all your points right now. Let's see what happens.
I'm not confident. Okay. Headphones off. Jeremy.
Am I back?
You are back. Okay. So Pam has all of her points right now. Let's see how many you can cancel out.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you 10 words. You're going to think of a song lyric for each word.
Okay.
All right. Your first word is road.
I walk the high road.
Okay. Your second word is cry.
This is what it feels like to really cry.
Okay. Third word is gone.
I'm already gone. I'm already gone.
Okay. Already gone. Your fourth word is love.
Love so soft, you ain't had nothing softer.
Okay. Fifth word is lonely.
What's up, lonely? Seems you're my only one.
Okay, what's up, lonely?
Yeah.
Number 6 is the word strong.
I'm strong, but I break.
Okay. Number 7 is the word high, H-I-G-H.
Are we allowed to reuse lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
I walk the high road.
All right. High road. Number 8 is away.
Hey, 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 just walk away.
Okay, walk away. Hey, hey, hey. All right, number 9 is the word break.
Take a risk, take a chance, and break away.
All right, break away. And your last word is you.
You found me when no one else was looking.
Whoa, deep cut. Good for you. You found me. All right. Pam can put her headphones back on.
You were a lot quicker than I was. Okay.
He was, it was lightning fast.
It was easier than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Not hard. All right. So let's compare answers. And let's compare how many of them cancel each other out. For number 1, your word was road, and you each said...
I walk the high road.
I don't remember all my answers. You're going to have
to. You both said
me.
I walk the high road. Okay. So high road is gone.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. For number 2, your word was cry. You each said.
Did you say this is what it feels like to really cry?
Was,
like
I,
to
really was cry. I supposed to write down my answer? Because I don't remember what I said.
No.
I remember.
I can read it.
I just gave my answers, yeah. So I remember them.
Yeah. Number 3, your word was gone. And Pam said, you know you did it. I'm gone. And Jeremy said, already gone. So you each get your 500 points for that.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay. Number 4 was love. And you each answered a different word. You said, before your love, Pam.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeremy said, love so soft.
All right.
So cool. Congratulations there.
Yay.
Okay. Number 5, the word was lonely. And you each said...
What's up, lonely?
What was the lyric? I couldn't remember.
I really, really thought that you would because the word, it's from Impossible. This lonely road's becoming my new home.
That's it. Oh, oh. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Again, tip of my tongue is on the tip of my tongue.
I know.
Yeah, it's what's up, lonely? Seems songs. You're my only friend who wants to share my pain.
Yeah.
The 6th word was strong. You both said, I'm strong, but I break.
Damn. Hey.
So sorry about that.
It's okay. I thought I was being clever there.
Here's the thing that I'm kind of laughing about. Mm-hmm. There was absolutely no way for me to win this game going into this game because I either don't get the points or I do get the points. The only way I get the points is if Pam gets the points.
I know. We're gonna have to figure out scoring for this.
It's all right.
We can go offline. Where am I on 7? High. Pam said, "When you go low, I go high."
And I just, said, I repeated it when I walked the high road.
So good, good, good. Okay. Pam's answer for away was very niche, very deep cut. The word was away, and Pam said, far away from it all, from be still.
Oh, dang.
And Jeremy said, hey, 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 just walk away. All right. Number 9, your word was break, break. And Pam reused the lyric and said, I'm strong, but I break. And Jeremy said, fly away, break away.
Okay.
Good for you. And number 10 was you. And Jeremy had the best answer in this whole game. You found me when no one else was looking. And Pam said, you thought we didn't know from you thought wrong.
That's also an equally good answer. I mean, I don't know if I would have gotten to you thought wrong, but of course.
That's why I picked it. Because I knew you weren't gonna pick it.
Not a fan of the song.
So at the end of this round, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 times 5 is 1,100 points each, which doesn't help Jeremy. But it makes his score a little less pitiful.
Does it?
It does. Our final score for this game is Pam has won with 7,200 points, and Jeremy has lost with 5,200 points. Didn't I say this was going to be a game to remember? Get up on your feet as we crown Pam.
Was that a Gloria throw-in?
No, that's Get Up.
Yeah.
A Cowboys anthem.
Oh, okay.
You know, your big request whenever you have a meet and greet.
Baby. Sorry, I interrupted.
That's fine. That's right. Did Jeremy win? Not today. I truly hope our loser is not haunted by this game for years to come. I can safely say never again will they let me create something so impossible. But how I feel is all I ever wanted was to have fun. To our loser today, don't be a girl about it and take the L with grace or you'll gain a bad reputation. As always, I'm thankful that you love me enough to let me do such cruel things to you on your podcast. Congratulations.
Yay! Hey, congratulations to Pam.
Thank you. And Rob, as always, thank you for everything.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, one of my stupider things I've ever done on the show.
Oh, but it was so fun.
Is this one of your stupider ones?
Listen, I didn't embarrass myself.
Yeah.
I think. I didn't talk about Aben on this one.
And you know what? I don't think we embarrassed ourselves either. I think we held our own for two people who have a podcast.
Yeah, and it's really hard to say lyrics when you don't have the song kind of playing in the background. It's very difficult.
And it's very difficult when you're put on the spot.
Yeah.
I know this because I have contest players every single day on my radio show, and they say the same thing. They're like, I can play this game along and on my like listening to the radio all day, and I can win every time, but when I'm on the spot, it's so much harder.
Honestly, the cruelest thing that you should do is have me back as a contestant and not a host.
Yeah, but that means we have to make
to be
game.
Like, yeah,
oh, I don't,
like,
I don't, wow, I don't mind.
He's not as good as he thinks.
I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
Okay, Robert, thank you as always. For joining us, for doing the episode for us. I feel like you have so far produced the, how many episodes have we done this year? Three or four?
Oh, it's more than that.
No, this year.
Oh, yeah.
In 2024?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done like four or so.
Rob has produced half of our episodes.
Hey. He's a producer.
He's a producer. Fancy. The producers. Thanks. Hopefully you guys were playing along as well. Let us know how you did. As always, find us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Miss Into Podcast. You know the spiel. Like us on Spotify. Leave the comment. Subscribe on Apple. All the things. All the things. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, enjoy your week. Bye, guys. Hey!
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.